It's 8:55 and you're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm Reginald Hardwick. It's 59 degrees. And quick note, Illinois State Police is on the scene of a crash at Champaign at I-72 eastbound, I-57 southbound. They're being asked to avoid the area if you can. Joining us right now for the opening market report is Logan Kimmel. Good morning, Logan.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me. Grain markets are mixed here today. The July corn contract down 5 at 412 and a quarter. New crop corn December down 4 and a quarter at 439 and three quarters. Soybeans up a penny and a quarter on the July at 1124. November new crop soybeans up about a quarter at 1143. Wheat markets down. September Chicago wheat down 6 at 608. September Kansas City wheat down 8 and three quarters at 642 and a half. Large amount of the Corn Belt here over the weekend saw widespread rains, mostly over the last 3 to 4 days, especially here in northern Illinois. We saw steady rain all day yesterday. This has helped improve the conditions in the I states and parts of Missouri, reducing the drought conditions just to 13% of the Corn Belt now at this point. We do have a crop progress report today at 3 p.m. Central, expecting to see better conditions for the corn and soybean crop in that report. We also saw U.S. and Iran headlines continue to come in over the weekend, with threats coming from both sides and continue to keep this crude oil market volatile here. Since last night's open, we've been in about a $5 range. Currently, the August WTI crude oil futures down 2 at 73.80. We also had a cattle on feed report for Friday that came in as fairly friendly, as May placements reported at 1.7 million head. That's 10% below last year and lower than expected for most analysts. The May number was the smallest placement since 2009. That has the market higher here, as August feeder cattle are up 5.32 at 371.92. The August live cattle up 3 at 249.70. And the October cattle up 280, 242.77. On the flip side, we have a struggling hog market here, as larger than expected production continues to weigh on the hogs, as this July futures contract is barely surfacing above contract lows, down 50 cents at 94.52. The August lean hog contract down 30 at 96.42. In the October, down 42 cents at 80.90. That does appear to be holding support at the moment, but the market is anticipating and looking for the hog and pig quarterly report on Thursday. Again, that's the hog and pig report on Thursday. So I think we look at the corn and the soybean market here as we're really in the middle of this growing season. The markets seem to ignore the U.S.-Iran headlines, and the crude oil influence on the grains is really subdued, as we've focused mainly on the weather markets here and the forecast. So I think as we look out to the next 7 to 14 days, with the forecast mostly showing cooler temperatures, ample amount of rain, that's continued to pressure this new crop corn and soybean market here, as really there's no one area with a huge threat to the crop. That's what traders are going to be looking for here over the next 2 to 3 weeks, is what does this U.S. weather do? This has been Logan Kimmel with Roach Ag Marketing in Naperville.
Thank you, Logan. And you are listening to WILL AM 580. WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. And a quick check your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. Today, partly cloudy with a high of 73 degrees. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 53 degrees. Again, Illinois State Police on the scene of a crash on eastbound I-72 to I-57 southbound. 1A is next.